The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, launching this hour number two of the program on this live Saturday edition with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. I don't know if those other talk show hosts have HD webcams that you can watch, because you have to pay to find out. But on freetalklive.com, it is now an HD cam feed, so you can go and enjoy that. And all the archives and the interactive front page there, where you can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website and vote on what you see that other listeners have submitted. So go and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, Mark, you brought in a story about a psychopath in Texas who murdered his daughters, shot them to death, I believe, while he was on the phone. With whom was he on the phone at that
time? His ex-wife.
His ex-wife. And he murdered his daughters, ostensibly, he says, to send them to heaven so they would not have to, I suppose, ever see his ex-wife again because he didn't like her or something like that. Now, they have stayed his execution on account of that he's insane. And this is Texas, the most executing state of all of the 50 states. More executions so far in 2016 than the other 49 states combined.
Yeah.
So they are not executing this man. You're welcome to comment. We've had people on both sides of the death penalty thus far. The two hosts of the show, Ian and Mark, we think that the death penalty is not a good idea. And I think that the strongest point on that is that innocent people are put to death. Innocent people have been put to death, and we know that's true because innocent people have been exonerated from death row. Over 170 or 200 or so people in the last couple decades have been vindicated from their supposed crimes and have been released. Those people would have been killed had they stayed on that death row long enough.
There are certainly reporters who had done stories about innocent people being executed, but it's very difficult to get anything substantial because the legal system doesn't care. Once a person's dead, you don't get appeals, right? Mm-hmm. A person doesn't actually get posthumously exonerated. So, you know, I mean, I think Jesus, some judge found Jesus, innocent just a few decades ago. But that's about it. That's
the only one I can think of. Jesus was found
innocent by a judge. Yeah, like some judge somewhere decided they wanted a little bit of publicity, so they found Jesus innocent.
Okay. Well, let's go to Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay. I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier on the $5 a day bologna sandwich, and it was much less expensive to keep someone in prison than it would be to allow them to have all of their appeals.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring to your attention that about a month ago I heard a report from Illinois that they were spending $80 million a year on prisoners eating batteries and screws, and that was just their emergency hospital care that they were doing for these people. And they're also getting college education. They do get their free legal that we are paying for. And to preempt what I'm saying, you initially said that you're a conservative and you wanted to save money. And that was one of the reasons that you wanted them to stay in prison the rest of their life.
Well, having been the only person in this conversation here who has spent any time in prison, I was there for 8.5 years. I got to say, never met the guy that ate a screw, but I'll take your word for it. Yes, certainly the state of Illinois is spending money on medical. There's no doubt about it. But the costs when it comes to medicine tend to up before a certain age not be so much. The fact is that when you release these people, you still have to pay for their medical, because if you were to release, say, a 70-year-old inmate because he's too expensive, where's he going to go and who's going to give him the medical treatment? The fact is he's going to go back on the public dole anyway. That's one of the difficulties of putting somebody in prison, one way or the other.
Are you on the dole then, or on a public dole yourself after being
in prison? What's that? No, I'm not. I got released.
Well, then you're an exception to the rule, or you are the rule?
If you release somebody at like 65, what are they going to do? Is what my question is to you.
I don't know. What did they do before they were 65?
Chances are they're not going to work much. They might be able to work at the cart corral at Walmart, but that's about it.
Well, it could have been an accountant, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, well, this guy's never getting out of prison. I'll give you that you're going to have to take care of whatever the medicine is. But the medical treatment in prison is substandard, so they don't spend as much money on it. Do you think it's cheaper to kill this guy? Do you really think it's cheaper to go through all these?
I'm sure they spend more than $5 a day on bologna sandwiches.
That's what the costs are. That cell that he's in, whether he's in it or not, there are empty cells on the same row that he's on. Those cells, whether they have somebody in them or not, essentially they're going to cost the medicine and food. I'll give you medicine. I didn't mention that in my initial diatribe. Does it make you happy?
Yeah, that helps me. And the other issue I'd like to just to touch bases on, because I kind of got lost in the weeds when you started going into Jesus and forgiveness and all of this, which I'm having a hard time comprehending what that has to do with the legal system.
We can talk about different things on the radio, right? So we can talk about the legal system. We can talk about the personal side of murder and how you deal with that as a victim's family member and things like that. And
people have called in and said, how would you feel if a family member has been killed? That's not a legal question.
Right. So, thanks, Larry, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The only point I'm trying to make there is if you're a Christian who advocates for the death penalty, you need to consider that you are, in all likelihood, sending someone to heaven because they've had plenty of time to think about it and ask for forgiveness, unless you're a holiness preacher like Willie was. So why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you want the longest, worst penalty as possible?
Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype. You can get in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Sarah. She's in South Carolina. Sarah, you are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to give you a quick history. I am a Christian Buddhist, believe in Christ and God, but practice Buddhist philosophy.
Yep. As I understand it, Buddhism is not a religion in the sense that there is a God in Buddhism, necessarily. So you could
That's
do that,
correct.
Sure.
I'm still getting used to it.
You have my dispensation. Go ahead.
Nothing is permanent.
The only time, and also I have a mental illness, so when I say the only time I would even consider looking at the death penalty is this person going to get out and endanger more lives? That's the only time I would ever look at it.
Well, if they're in prison for life, they're probably not getting out.
This guy seems like a real danger, and you don't know with a psychopath like this whether you're dealing with, when somebody like this would go off. He's been the people that he's been the worst to are the first wife, the second wife, and the two dead daughters. Now, the living daughter of his hasn't really come out to say anything other than, he's my dad, and you can take whatever implication from that you want. She claims that she is not going to give him a hug before he is executed, if in fact he gets executed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's all I know.
And punishment, we should take it very carefully before we decide what the final punishment is for someone like that. It should not be black or white. It should be gray when it comes to death penalty, but that's the only time that I would agree with the jury if they had voted the death penalty. It's because their statement is, we feel this person is in danger and will take another life.
Now, I don't know, not necessarily that you would know this, Sarah, but how many states does the jury actually decide whether or not someone gets the death penalty? Because in a lot of, it's my understanding, in a lot of cases, the judge decides the penalty, and the jury only decides whether or not he done it.
Yeah, in many cases, the jury can't even take into account that he might get the death penalty. They simply have to decide whether or not he's guilty.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. I know that there, I believe there are places wherein the jury does make that decision. I just don't know how many of the 50 states are that way. And I don't know if Texas is one of them. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype again. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Phone line's super busy here tonight. You can bring up anything you want. The death penalty, though, obviously, is something that people feel very strongly one way or the other about. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live and get your shopping done at the same time, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. When you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. The same great Amazon you're used to, with the awesome shipping deals and the prices and the reviews, everything you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets some credit for sending them the business. Get your shopping started and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. We go to Eva in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNIS. Hey, Eva.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, sure. I love you guys. It's always a really interesting conversation on my commute thanks. Home on Saturday nights. But I have a different perspective, I think, on the whole death penalty thing. To me, it's very bizarre that we have now taken into our hands, you know, the ability to put someone to death. Now, if people do it randomly through murders, mental health issues, and everything else like that, that's something so different. But to put a set of people together and convict them and then have the decision-making process to take their lives, I just am not comfortable with that. And I'm pretty conservative. And I've always been one to, when in my youth, I was always one like, fry them. Who cares? But to me, I don't know. There's just something so animalistic, so barbaric about thinking that we can go ahead and make that decision. You know, maybe, I don't know if it comes from a Catholic upbringing or where it comes from. And I'm also a nurse and everything too, so I see life and death on a regular basis. But to make the decision to take someone's life, for me, is very disturbing. And I say, let them, like, rot in jail. Let them rot in the prisons. Who cares? I mean, that's a really...
It's not like they're getting. It's not like you're suggesting letting them go. You're simply saying that there should be a different supreme punishment. I'm willing to go to have a step up in punishment as it exists. So I'm willing to say that there would be this. Death row is a little cage that people get out of once every 1 hour out of every 24
hours. Yeah, an hour a day.
Yeah.
You see a little sunlight and everything like that. But how torturous is that?
Oh, it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
And the food is terrible. The bathroom probably. Are terrible. The playtime, is terrible. There's nothing for that. There is no hope. I mean, once you take away that hope for any kind of freedom, I think you destroy a person right there in their soul.
I think
it's really, it separates us from the animals, I guess. And when I say that we should not make that decision to take another person's life, especially like if you have like 9 or 12 random human beings making that decision. I don't know.
I totally agree with Eva on this. I mean, it took
the jury 16 minutes to convict this guy.
Wow.
I imagine they were all home for dinner.
And
that's one of the things is you can't take the motive of the jury out of the mind of the jury, and the motive of the jury is often to get the hell out of there. And, guilty or innocent, this guy is clearly guilty. But there are plenty of people who are in jail because the jury wanted to go home.
Good call, Eva. Right. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I like the idea of rising above our instincts, and I totally am with her on that.
Well, when you create an organization like the government that is a monopoly, demands adherence. We make our kids pledge allegiance for God's sake.
I don't.
Well, as a society, that's generally what is occurring. And that means that this organization speaks for all. And that means that you should speak for people like Eva. Eva, her voice should be heard inside this system. If you believe that the death penalty should exist, that's fine and everything, but there are people that believe otherwise, and how do you reconcile that? Is it 50% plus one of the people in a given geographic area believe something? Because I'm of the opinion that the average, I mean, it's clear that the the average person's intelligence is 100 on an IQ chart. I don't consider that large, high enough to be making important decisions like life and death and that sort of thing. So, why would we leave this up to the lowest common denominator, that those people in the middle? Why would we do that?
Let's talk to Dave in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, and you had some technical difficulties earlier. That's why we're bringing you back here. But go ahead and make your whatever second point you had real quick, because obviously a lot of people want to talk.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, whatever. You guys are intimidated. That's why you hung up on me. I know.
We did not hang up on you, Dave.
All right. As far as the death penalty, if somebody, and I'm a Christian, and I don't doubt the thief's salvation any more than I doubt the thief on the cross any more than I doubt anybody else's. That's not my job to judge whether somebody truly believes, and that's how they get their salvation. But if a criminal's coming at me, I am sure going to protect myself with lethal force.
And I thank you for that. I don't think I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, but apparently the ideal cell to you guys is a cell that the guy never gets out of once he's convicted. Right. And why don't we just throw a loaded gun in there? Because if he's never getting out. Right. And there's no way that anything can get out of that cell. We'll just leave a loaded gun in there for him. When he decides.
Are you claiming prison's bad because some people escape sometimes?
No, what I'm saying is you want to keep this person perpetually in a cage. You want to suspend all judgment.
Yes. And, I want him to be, if he's found innocent later, to be able to be released.
I want. 30, 40 years later? I mean,
it happens.
Yeah. How about a suicide
There's a guy
pill.
That just got released from death row that had been in prison for 36 years.
You're going to tell every person sitting in a prison, you know what, just sow a little bit of doubt in somebody's mind, and that whole court case you just went through, that whole trial, we can throw that out the window, and you can be guilty as hell, but you can sit there for the rest of your life and get it like you got.
I don't know about the loaded gun idea. How about a suicide pill instead? You don't want the guy to shoot the guards. Thanks, Dave, for the call.
Prisoners can kill themselves quite easily. What they'll do is they'll take the rip off the bottom of the sheet, the part that doesn't tear very well, and they'll use it essentially as a rope. They tie it to the top of the bunk, and then they scoot down the bunk. They don't hang themselves. What they do is they cut off the blood flow to their brain, and it just tightens up, and they go to sleep, and they don't wake up. Killing yourself in prison isn't that difficult.
Let's continue here and go to Chad.
If you want to make prison better for everybody, hand out a bag of weed every week. Then they'll stop rioting and stop having all kinds of problems.
Let's go to Chad in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hey, Chad.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My argument was, I hear you talking about the money issue. I just happened to look it up, and it's, I believe, roughly $36,000 a year per inmate.
Yeah, that's an average. What that is that's an average of they essentially go to a given state. They take all the 50 states. They take the cost of incarceration in all those states. And it really varies greatly. So California can be as high as, I think it's over $60,000, mostly because
New York is $60,000 as well.
Wherever you go that they have a prison guards union, that's where you should start looking for the higher prices, by the way. You just take a look around and sort of compare. So in the southern states, the prison guards tend to get paid less, and so it'll be less. So what that is that's taking the amount of people in prison, the cost of imprisonment across the board, and then averaging it out.
I want Chad to make sure he has time for his thoughts here. Stand by, Chad. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're live here on Saturday night. This is Free Talk Live.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. Toll free number to allow you to join us. We're talking about the death penalty. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. But you can bring up anything you want. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about anything. We've also got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty, 7 nights a week, and more, you can support the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And you can use Bitcoin. We finally introduced Bitcoin a few months back, and a lot of people have appreciated that. So you can sign up whichever way works best for you, and it helps us market the show. It helps us promote Free Talk Live and advertise Free Talk Live to more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage, and basically introduce more people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, the price of a hamburger or a cup of coffee, a fancy cup of coffee, then help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So AMP is to help us spread the ideas of liberty, because Free Talk Live is really good at that. But we've been talking about the death penalty, and I don't think the death penalty itself is necessarily antithetical to liberty.
No, I would suspect libertarians might disagree on this particular
issue. Yeah, absolutely.
Issue.
And I don't think that – I wouldn't question someone's libertarian cred if they disagreed with me. What I'm – for
I'll
me,
I'll question their religious cred, their Christian cred.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, I wouldn't even do that because Christianity, that book, the Bible, is complicated, long, and has lots of different things it says, and all kinds of different people that interpret it all kinds of different ways.
Sure.
So I wouldn't make that either. To me, what I care about is rationality. And, you know, I've come to the conclusions I've come to by applying what I understand to be rationality. If someone wishes to apply rationality to change my mind, I'm definitely here for it. To suggest that when my, you know, when I look at things emotionally and I come to a different conclusion, that somehow that my rational conclusions are wrong seems crazy. One guy said that, you know, the fact that I rejoiced when Dahmer was killed in my own heart, not that I had a little party or anything like that, but I, you know, I'm like, good. That's what I thought to myself. Same with the Boston bomber getting the death penalty. Even though I think his case was handled improperly, I said in my mind, good.
I want to bring Chad back on the line here from Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Now, Chad, you just barely had a chance to get anything out a few moments ago, but you mentioned the cost of incarceration. Go ahead with what you were wanting to say.
Behind, I was going with that point, being I am in favor of the death penalty. In many cases, a lot of people say it's barbaric and all that, but if you ever actually understood and researched the death penalty, they basically put him to sleep comfortably.
Now, there's different death penalties.
There's some things that have gone really, really poorly.
There's
electrocution, there's firing squad, there's lethal injection.
The guillotine kills somebody faster than lethal injection. I'd rather get that.
I'm all for the death penalty because...
So are you for the death penalty for innocent people?
Well, here's my point with that is when you go for the death penalty... You don't get killed right off the bat. Like you said, you have appeals.
Yeah, sure.
But the appeals are only on
legal things brought up in the case at the time.
It's not a whole retrial of...
Right. Every time, when new evidence comes up, you can't necessarily get a trial. In many cases, there's been many cases where judges have said to things like, he got a fair trial based on the information at the time.
Well, the same thing goes as far as you're not... killed right away. You're on death penalty. You're on death row, as they would say, for many years before you're actually executed.
Yep.
And if by that time,
and lots of appeals in between.
Exactly.
And you advocate for those appeals?
Well, if it calls for it, I'm all for it. But
that's part of the death penalty. If you give somebody the death penalty, they mandatorily get those appeals. So that's part of it.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you're going to put...
So you want to spend all that money on those appeals?
You're going to spend more money in keeping them in prison for the rest of...
Well, you're wrong
life.
About that. Let me explain it to you. You were saying that it's $35,000 a year to keep somebody in prison. Let's say you're now in charge of a jail. That jail has 75 inmates and 100 beds. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I put a new inmate in there. You now have 76 inmates and 100 beds, right?
Okay.
What have your costs gone up? Which costs went up? Was it electricity? Was it water? What
staffing?
Staffing. I mean, your guards now have to watch one more guy. Your costs, your fixed costs, average out to $35,000 per inmate. But an additional inmate doesn't change the math. The additional inmate.
How many of those inmates are on death row, though?
What difference does it make? Death rows have cells. Did you want me to put you in charge of a death row? I mean, we're just talking about math here. And the math is that one additional inmate doesn't particularly change things. I'm not advocating for it from that standpoint, but I'm saying that you can't cost average the cost of keeping all the inmates in all the prisons and then say that this is what one inmate costs. It's just an average per inmate.
Okay, I understand that.
Thank you, sir.
But as what? Oh, guess he decided he was done. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Mark is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. You're on the air.
Yes. Oh, great. This is my very first time ever calling any radio station, and I'm 60 years old, but I feel very strongly concerning the death penalty.
How do you feel? Go ahead.
I've heard all my life, or a good part of it, the two main arguments, you know, the possibility of executing someone innocent and that it does not deter crime. Okay, your first point about killing someone innocent. The system, yeah, has its flaws. It is getting better thanks to DNA.
Yep.
But, and no, I don't want to kill anybody innocent. But in the cases of where it's perfectly clear that suspect A has gone to a school, gone to McDonald's, whatever, and
yep.
killed a whole
There's
bunch
some
of
cases
people,
where it seems very, very clear. Go ahead.
Those, it's like, fine, one appeal, 3-year maximum, and you're gone. And for those that are questionable, fine. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right. What you're advocating is a fantasy. You're clear on that, right?
What do you mean, Mark? Why is that?
He's never going to be in charge of that system. And all I can say is that we know what happens when you have a death penalty because we have a death penalty. This is the result. Here in the United States, this is what it looks like. And the lawyers are going to pick at the bones of this system until we stop it. You can't say, I want an efficient system just like you do, sir. I'm not advocating for inefficient systems. I'm not in it for that. What I'm saying is that the system is as efficient as it can be in this country at this time, because it's never going to be more efficient. They're never going to run things efficiently because they're the government. They are, by definition, an inefficient organization.
Well, here's a more efficient system for you. Now, Mark, you're calling us from California, where there's a load of gun restrictions there. As far as some
right.
madman walking into a McDonald's is concerned, you're more likely to get away with walking into a McDonald's, shooting up the place, and walking out in a place like California or New York, where you can be almost guaranteed that not a single soul in that restaurant is armed. But if the if you were actually in like a place like New Hampshire or Vermont, which are, by the way, the statistically safest states from gun violence, because people can carry guns. You can carry openly here in New Hampshire without any kind of permit. And if somebody walks into a McDonald's and starts shooting in New Hampshire or Vermont, there's a good chance somebody in that same restaurant is going to be armed, maybe more than one person, and that could very well make a very efficient termination of that criminal's life right then. Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. No trial necessary. No trial, no sentence. It's done in the instant. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Go download loads of archives. They go back for a decade, all completely free. And there's more that you can do there. You can watch our brand new HD webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. I should say webcams. We have two of them. They switch back and forth in the studio. That's all totally free. The whole website at freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark here in our Keene, New Hampshire studios as we go back to your calls and your thoughts. Let's go first to Rick in Indianapolis. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. We've been talking a lot about the death penalty tonight, various different aspects of it. Rick, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Some people got into scriptural things, and there was a lot of incorrect stuff going on there.
It's always incorrect. When it comes to scripture, don't worry, it's incorrect.
When they're talking about law from the Old Testament, part of what was initiated there was civil law and direction for civil judgment, and that's where the penalties come from for crimes: the eye for an eye, the tooth for a tooth. There's also something called ceremonial law. There's another thing called religious law. Those are different things. But the civil government guidance was established with a view towards valuing life, and that's why God actually, well before Moses, many years before Moses, said that if a person takes another's life, his life has to be sacrificed, because there's a value, a high premium on life.
This is Old Testament God.
Yeah. They also didn't, society wasn't developed enough to have a penal system that didn't really exist. So oftentimes
correct.
People would, if they accidentally caused a wrongful death, then they would have to support the wife and the children of the other family.
Well, and accidentally, there was a city of refuge where they could go and get a mercy judgment. But the forgiveness principle is a personal offense issue. If you want to have somebody killed because they hurt somebody that you love, that's vengeance, and that's what the civil law is aimed at doing, is taking vengeance away from an individual who may act irrationally out of anger or emotion. And so the civil law and civil judgment was left to the elders of the community or the judges of the area, or whatever the governmental structure was that they set up. And so those guidelines are intended, and the lady who calls, who was sensitive, I wanted to mention this too, the lady who called up who was really sensitive about making that kind of judgment, those are the kind of people that you want on that kind of jury, because they value life. They're not going to act rashly. They're going to, you know, you were talking just a moment ago about if you have a very clear-cut case. We've got one in Indiana that just
I would definitely rather have people who value life on a jury. Thank you for the call, Rick. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dan. He's listening in Newport News online. Hello, Dan.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
We were, unfortunately, probably more busy playing around in the LRN chat room when that preacher came on from, gosh, what religion was that? Pentecostal Holiness.
Yeah.
And I used to be a Pentecostal Holiness, too, but, gosh, I hate it when Christian religion is represented that way. But anyways, I had 18 years ago, when it comes to the death penalty, okay, about 18 years ago, my wife was killed. And one of the two people who killed her was a relative of mine, and the other one was not. And for years, I struggled with that. You know, I was kind of for the death penalty, and I had tons of people telling me that I should be for it, I shouldn't be for it, and all these people telling me how to think. And I just went along with that, and I was always for it. Then last year, I'm Roman Catholic now, and last year our Pope said, what if you did something that was just really, really, really bad, and there was no way that you could justify what you did, and you woke up the next day or a year later, and you were really sorry for what you had done. You were genuinely sorry. Would you want a chance to be rehabbed? Not saying let you out of prison right now, today, but saying, let's put you on the road to being rehabbed, and then maybe you can be forgiven. Well, I considered that really heavy, really deep, and I came to the conclusion, begrudgingly, that, yeah, he's right.
Well, I wonder about rehab, because I will say that prisons really can't do anything to rehab anyone. That somebody...
No, they can't.
They can make a decision. People can make a decision. I made a decision. I spent 8.5 years in prison. I made a decision. Mm-hmm. I never want to be in a place like this again, surrounded by these sick, cruel, stupid people. And by the way, there are already a lot of stupid people in prison. And it's, you know, it's a dissatisfying place to be. And the most dissatisfying thing about it is that you can't leave. And that is, to me, the greatest punishment of prison. Well, what the death penalty does is allow people to leave. And that's one of the reasons that I would say that that life imprisonment is a worse punishment than the death penalty, to me.
Go ahead, Dan, with any other thoughts you want to share, because it's interesting. Yeah, not many people have had the experience that you've had, going having your wife murdered and then going from believing in the death penalty to changing your mind about that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't disagree with what you just said about life in prison being really bad. I don't disagree with that at all. But, yeah, I just, I think I really already said my piece.
All right. Thanks, Dan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Just want to make sure he got all his thoughts out.
Yeah, and one of the things that always gets trotted out in a death penalty conversation is, how would you feel if it happened to you? And the answer to that is, lots of people, different people, feel lots of different ways. And that is not an argument. And if it were an argument, it is simply an argument to emotion, which isn't the way we run things. Isn't the way you want to run human systems.
Let's talk to, I believe we have Daniel in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Saturday Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
What's going on, fellas? I know you all were talking about the money on the part where you all was actually having to keep them in. But I'm on time. Tongue tied right now.
That's all right. You're just on the radio. No problem. Take your time. Have a swig.
The counties and the prison, no matter what county in, is also paying for the prisoners to be in there. You sitting there talking about, well, yeah, granted, the power bill and all of that still goes up, but what y'all fail to realize is the counties are still paying for the people that is in county jail and prison as well.
Here's what I don't understand. Clearly, counties are paying for people to be in jail. Usually, people are in county jails, right?
Exactly.
Unless they're in prison.
And the counties are paid for, are paying for the prison guards and that sort of thing. All we're claiming is that the amount of money that a person costs in jail, one additional person costs in jail, is negligible. It isn't that much money.
For the county jails, North Carolina, South Carolina, it is a total of 45. But that's the average.
That's the average.
But on the prison side of it, it's 75 is the average.
Interesting.
75 and 100.
Jeez, that's a lot. That might be the highest in the country.
Maybe the state prison guards have a better union deal than the county guards do. Thanks, Daniel, for your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's continue here. Duncan is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Duncan.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I don't want to talk about whether death penalty is right or wrong. I want to talk about how it's done. All right. I grew up in Saudi Arabia for about 20 years, and we all know they love the death penalty over there.
Yeah, they'll lop some heads off over there, yep.
Yeah, I've actually witnessed it in Riyadh.
Wow.
It's pretty.
They have public executions?
Yeah,
chop chop square, man.
Do they not allow the victim's family in many cases to do it?
I know, this is like 15 years ago, so okay. I don't know. No. The victim's family is allowed to say, no, we forgive you in exchange for cash.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Which makes a hell of a lot more sense to me. You know, if somebody can trade the death penalty for life in prison for the ability to sort of work that off and then allow that inmate to, I don't know, answer phones or do computer work or something that keeps them in prison.
Actually, get released completely because Islam doesn't view murder as a crime against the state. It views it as a crime between individuals.
That's
so
what it is.
Blood money negates the crime.
Yeah.
Anyway, my question is this. So in Saudi Arabia, they give prisoners Xanax before they execute them in general. But this is illegal in America because a doctor has to prescribe Xanax. Do you think your thoughts on that?
All right, stand by. I'm not sure what that means here. Xanax is anti-anxiety medicine, right?
Xanax puts you out.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.